Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Birdland Today. Your daily dose of Orioles talk.
All right, welcome to Birdland Today for Tuesday, January 21st. This is your home for daily Baltimore Orioles talk. We're going to talk a little Ravens today, but it's your home for Baltimore Orioles talk. I am your host, Josh Soroka. Make sure you are following the show on your favorite podcast app, that you are following me at Josh Soroka on Twitter. You can also follow Birdland Sports as I figure all this out on Twitter, YouTube, all that stuff, because today's show is more freeform, a little bit of a rant. I don't have it scripted out. I just want to complain a little bit. And I think that's what we'll do. This is going to be much more like format that you'll see once the season starts, as it's going to be more quick reactions. And I want you guys to follow me on social media, because I believe some of those are going to be live. Where once in a while I'll hop on and live do Birdland Today right after the game, so that we can talk about it together and get out our celebrations or our frustrations together. I think that's the community that I want to build around this, is kind of taking Section 336 and continuing that community to every day. Now, yesterday wasn't the right day for ranting. Today is, because there's multiple things. Again, check out the latest episode of Section 336 as Matt and I discuss many of these topics that we recorded yesterday. And I want to start real quick. I know this is a Orioles podcast, so I know some of you are not Raven fans, and you might be Commander fans. I will be rooting on the Commanders for the next couple of weeks. Jaden Daniels is a lot of fun to watch. So if you're a Commanders fan, congratulations. If you're a Ravens fan, you're like me. You're frustrated. You're frustrated that once again, this team looks excellent. You go into the playoffs. You think, well, we're unstoppable. And the Ravens do what the Ravens do. They beat themselves up. And this time it wasn't penalties. It was two big drop passes by Mark Andrews, a fumble by Mark Andrews, a interception by Lamar Jackson, a fumble by Lamar Jackson. We turned the ball over three times. It's easy to blame Mark Andrews. It's easy to be angry at Mark Andrews because his moves came at the end. But we shouldn't have been in that situation. The Ravens did that to themselves. You can't give the ball up three times to win a game. So I know there's a lot of hate and anger at Mark Andrews. And I don't think that's fair. I think it sucks because that could be the end of his career as a Baltimore Raven as he's going into his final contract year and a big cap hit, I believe. But he did get 5 catches, 61 yards. He made big catches. And it's a team game. I'm more irritated at Lamar Jackson giving the ball up twice because he is our MVP. He hasn't done that all season. And he's got this reputation now of not being able to handle the big moments, not being able to handle the playoffs. And he's going to have to deal with that. I don't mind the play calling for the most part. I have one issue with the play calling. We'll get to a minute. But going for it on 2 points earlier in the game, it was a good call. I wouldn't have thrown it. I would have just given it to Derrick Henry. He was running over everyone. I would have just ran the ball up the middle. But the only thing I'll say about the play calling is when you compare the two games, when you compare what we did to the Steelers the week before, we ran the ball. We had more designed runs for Lamar Jackson than we've seen all season. And we saw how that open things up for Derrick Henry. We saw the confusion of the line coming in because they didn't know, do we go after Henry or do we go after Lamar, who's running with the ball? So to come into this game and not have a single run, a designed, planned run by Lamar. Obviously, he's going to scramble and make something. But nothing was designed, planned. They never call it a play call where Lamar's going to run the ball. In a game that's, you're dealing with snow, ice, precipitation, you're dealing with frozen, slippery balls, and you're not going to try to run the ball with Lamar. That's the only thing I'll take away. That's my only frustration with the way the game was called. Positives, I love the way our defense adjusted this season. The second half, how we really came together as a defense. I like Zach Orr. I love the Zach Orr story. I love him there heading up this defense. So I'm excited about that next year. But let's not take all of our blame on Mark Andrews, I guess, is what my frustration is. Now, a couple other things I want to get to, and this is more Orioles related. Let's see. Let's go with Anthony Santander. 5 years, $90 million to the Blue Jays. Now, if you were out there holding out hope that somehow Santander was returning to the Orioles, I don't know what to tell you. Because as soon as we signed Tyler O'Neill, you should have known it was done, that it wasn't happening. So I don't get the hate now that, oh, because Michael Elias didn't return Anthony, let's turn on Michael Elias now. I don't get that. 5 years, $90 million. Anthony is not worth that. 5 years might be too much. Maybe a 4-year contract would have been better for him. 5 years. We'll see how that fifth year goes. So I don't like that division rival. I'll never like that. If a team goes to the Red Sox, Yankees, Rays, Blue Jays, I never like that if a player goes there. But I didn't want to give Anthony 5 years, $90 million. So I'm fine with that. And I'm not upset with Michael Elias. Not at all. I think that our team does not take a step back without him. I think what we did with O'Neill, and we still have Kerstad, to do some splits in right field with him, I think that might make us a stronger team. I like those moves. So again, I'm not upset about Anthony Santander. Now, I will say, Mike Elias, make sure your phone is working. Make sure that text messaging is going, because you helped us out last year. Last year, the Ravens had a really tough playoff loss. And 72 hours later, you signed Corbin Burns. Now, I am perfectly fine with how the Orioles are right now. I look at this team and I feel comfortable. Now, I say now a lot, don't I? I wear orange colored glasses, so that's going to skew me a little bit, but I am comfortable with this rotation. I am comfortable, more than comfortable, with this bullpen, and I like the offense and defense of this team. I am comfortable going into this season. I am glad, however, that we don't have to play the Dodgers, because that gets me to my last point for today. Are the Dodgers bad for baseball? They sign Sasaki. Obviously, we all wanted Sasaki. Every Major League Baseball fan wanted Sasaki on their team. Sasaki did a whole lot of teasing. His agent did a lot of teasing, had all these teams come out and do little presentations and said, oh, well, you can't bring your stars. We're not going to be swayed by stars. We don't need big money. We don't need a big team. A small market team could work well for us. They did all this stuff when there was no chance they were going anywhere except the Dodgers. It was already predetermined. And everything else was either a formality because they were required to do it to not look like it was some insider move, or it was theater to get Sasaki's name all over the place. Because you will never convince me that this wasn't locked up for the Dodgers months and months ago. It just makes too much sense. Of course he goes to the Dodgers. Otani surprised everyone and signed with the Angels, so they teased us like Sasaki might do the same. Of course it's the Dodgers. And of course, to put that cherry right on top, this past week, Tanner Scott signs with the Dodgers. And he signs a 4-year, $72 million deal. The Dodgers have all the money in the world. They do not have to worry about crowds not showing up or the team not making money, because the Dodgers will always make money, which allows them to then extend these contracts for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, whatever it takes to sign these players. They can do all that. They can pay the luxury tax. None of that matters because they've always got the money. And I think that's bad for baseball. I don't know how you fix it, though. I don't think salary cap is necessarily the right move. I know there's players saying it's not bad for baseball. Well, yeah, it's not, because the players will make more money. But I don't think this does anything. I think the Dodgers spending all this money does nothing for Dave Rubenstein to spend any extra money. Unless you say prices for everyone goes up. But it doesn't inspire you. It doesn't make you want to spend more money. And I know you can't, in baseball it's different. It's 162 games. You can't just buy a team. But the Dodgers are doing the best they can to try to show that you can buy a team. And I feel bad for the Colorado Rockies, who are in that division and have to compete with that. A small market team to a large market team. We complained for years and years and years about the New York Yankees when they would do this stuff. And the Dodgers have done it tenfold. So I don't like that. I think it's bad for baseball. But I don't know how to stop it. So it's just going to continue. And I guess we'll see the Dodgers in the postseason. Hopefully someone knocks them out, because I will never root for the Dodgers. For the same principles that I would never root for the Yankees. You can't just buy victories. You can't just spend money. I want to see you fight for it. I'm going to root for Corbin Burns and the Diamondbacks. I'm going to root for the Colorado Rockies. I'm going to root for the Padres, because even though the Padres have spent money, they've also tried to build up their farm system in order to compete. I am not going to root for the Dodgers. I never will. I hope someone knocks them out before the World Series, so that the Orioles don't even have to face them in the World Series. That's right. I'm calling Orioles World Series right now, because I am pretty comfortable with our team and I like it how it's going. I don't like the Dodgers. And I don't like that the Orioles were made a reasonable offer to Tanner Scott, from what it says. And the Red Sox apparently offered him even more money than the Dodgers. But of course he's going to choose the Dodgers because he wants that ring. He's been in baseball long enough. It's time to get a World Series ring. And the Dodgers can almost guarantee it. They can at least promise that they're going to spend all the money to make it happen. And that's as close as a guarantee as you can get in baseball. All right, that's going to do it for Birdland today. Again, follow me on all your social medias at Josh Soroka. Make sure to share, spread the word on Birdland today. And go on over to iTunes and give me an updated review. It's been a while. And I will talk to you tomorrow.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.